Our profile this month is of Catherine Sullivan, an ex-NASA astronaut who has made history not once, but twice. Listen to her inspiring story, then answer the questions that follow.
Challenger Deep in the Mariana Trench is the deepest place on Earth, 11 kilometres below the surface of the Pacific Ocean. Only one submersible can resist the extreme pressure of that depth, and only 8 humans have been there. And of those 8, only one is a woman, Catherine Sullivan. But it's not just her sex that separates Catherine Sullivan from the other 7 explorers to reach Challenger Deep. It's the fact that long before diving to this spot last June, she was an astronaut and the first American woman to walk in space. Nobody, male or female, has ever achieved such extremes of exploration. But perhaps the most surprising thing of all about Catherine Sullivan is that she did it all almost by accident, her original plan being to become a translator. "I never found dolls interesting," she says. "I was always a pretty adventurous and curious child." As a girl, Catherine was fascinated by maps and learning about the places on them. She read everything she could about exploration, about Jacques Cousteau, the pioneering French underwater explorer, and about America's first astronauts, known as the Mercury 7. "It never crystallized into, 'I want that job,'" she later said. "But I knew really clearly what I wanted my life to be like. I wanted it to have a mixture of inquiry and adventure and competency." A natural talent for languages led to her studying French, German, and Russian at university in California, thinking that she would become a translator. But her university required all first-year art students to study a science subject also, so she took a course in marine biology. Everything changed when she realized that marine exploration could be a job. "I knew jobs like you see on TV, doctor, nurse, teacher, drive to work, go to the office. Who knew there is a profession that is all about being out in the world?" By the age of 26, she had a PhD in earth sciences and was one of the world's only female deep-sea oceanographers. But then, in 1978, the American space agency NASA announced that it was looking for female astronauts, and Catherine's brother challenged her to apply. She knew little about the space program, but figured that going into space was not very different to diving to the bottom of the ocean. So she decided she would give it a shot, so I could see the Earth from orbit. To her surprise, she was accepted onto the program, and within 6 years was walking in space and placing the Hubble telescope into orbit. On leaving NASA in the 1990s, she went back to her first love, the ocean. But once again, she went further than everyone else, becoming head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration under President Obama. Having returned from the very bottom of the ocean last June, Catherine had a message for any girls out there who don't like playing with dolls. "You can make your way to these places. No one's promising you a primrose path. You're gonna have your setbacks. You're gonna have to persist and persevere. You're going to have to fight back sometimes, but the door is at least ajar. It's not wide open, but you can make your way through it."
Did you understand? Answer these 3 questions. Question 1. Which of these places has explorer Catherine Sullivan not visited?
A. Outer space. B. The bottom of the Mariana Trench. C. The South Pole.
The answer is C. Catherine Sullivan has been to outer space and the bottom of the Mariana Trench in the Western Pacific, but not the South Pole. Question 2. What was Catherine Sullivan's original career plan?
A. She wanted to be a translator. B. She wanted to be a pilot. C. She wanted to be a writer.
The answer is A. She wanted to be a translator. Question 3. Who incited Catherine to apply for the NASA space program?
A. Her mother. B. Her brother. C. Her teacher.
The answer is B. Her brother challenged her to apply.